Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. We are in New York the Friday before the Super Bowl, and we had a chance to catch up with Patriots owner Robert Kraft at the Rose Theater to get his thoughts on all things Patriots and also a little bit about the big game happening here on Sunday. Here's Robert Kraft in its entirety.
Can you just tell me how you thought New York has done, how you think New York has done this week?
I think they've done a great job. I compliment Woody and the Tishes and the Maras and Governor Christie, who also reminds us, and Cuomo and new mayor and Bloomberg. No, it really has been great. And I personally wanted to see this in addition to the owners here, especially after 9/11. I know we were privileged to win the Super Bowl that year just a few months after, and really struck at the core of America. And to have this happening here, it's a good signal to the world that how we feel about this region. And it's such a vibrant part of America. I love being here, and I'm happy the game's here.
Do you want to get the game in Foxborough?
Well, let's see how this goes. I'm a great supporter of playing this game in all elements. I think the most memorable games we've played up in Foxborough somehow have had either cold weather or snow associated with them. Probably the greatest game played in the old Foxborough Stadium was the so-called Tuck Rule game. And, you know, it was great, and the ratings were great, and all the fans remember being there. So I'm a big supporter of the game here, and I compliment New York, New Jersey on what they've done.
Bob, Roger Goodell, hold on a second. Roger Goodell
was
asked.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Good. Stiff, he would ever address a Native American to his face with the word redskin. He didn't really answer it. Would you do that?
I tell you, I have all the issues. All I know, it started from Boston, and they moved from Boston to Washington. You know, I think especially in today's world, we want to be careful not to be knowingly disrespectful of anyone. But this issue is way beyond the homework that I've done on the issue. And so I probably ought to stick to my last, and I have all I can do. I really am not going to talk about that issue.
Bob, can you discuss the timetable for getting the Thursday night and the DirecTV deals done?
Yeah, well, the Thursday night, we've had some wonderful... first of all, it's the first time that we are offering, it's probably the last major package for quite some time. And when we've had these negotiations, we always pretty much had packages for everyone who wanted it. This time, we only have one, and the kind of support we've gotten is amazing, and we really want to highlight Thursday night more, and all of our partners have come in, and I hope in the next few weeks we can get this thing finalized and start doing it this upcoming season.
And do you think the DirecTV deal will come fairly soon?
I hope so. Yeah, we've been working on that for quite some time, and it's been a great partnership, and I personally hope it continues.
Robert, your team has benefited from the first-round bye a lot over the years. There's a proposal to add a playoff team, but it would remove a first-round bye. How do you feel about that?
Well, then you got to come in first and not second, right, if you want to get the bye. But, you know, it's really unbelievable when you think of this year, I guess, is the first time in a long time that the two teams seeded number one are playing in the Super Bowl. And, you know, that's something, probably it's a good thing to do, and it'll make the end of the season still, on a numbers basis, more competitive games, and every game will mean more, but the bye didn't help us this year.
I think an argument could be made this season that Tom Brady could be the MVP, and not to take anything away from Peyton, but question with that is, how many great years do you envision him having left?
Well, I hope it doesn't stop for a long time, but tell you the truth, with all due respect to Tommy, I think this year our team really performed unbelievably. I think it might be Bill's. I've had the relationship with him for 14 seasons here, and I think what's happened this year and as the whole season evolved, it's just amazing, the coaching job and the way the whole team came together. And I think we made it to the championship game and really had a chance to win the game, even though Peyton, I mean, he and the whole Broncos team, they played a flawless game. There are no turnovers. I don't even think they had a penalty called on them. So our team really did function as a team this year, and I'm very proud of them, and I'm proud that the team is so young, and I'm anxiously looking forward to next year.
Mr. Kraft, your thoughts on a code of conduct, and will that take away some of that little camaraderie that's built during training camp?
I'm not sure I understand.
I mean, there was talk today about instituting a code of conduct for the players, which would eliminate things like the Incognito Martin situation. Are you in favor of that? And basically, in the future, I mean, in training camps, there's a lot of, you know, goofing around and hazing, but I mean, it's not that bad.
Yeah. Well, I've owned the team 20 years, and I think that camaraderie is part of the team building and initiation, as long as it's done within boundaries and you have a respect. And I don't think you can legislate that kind of feeling. I'm speaking for myself. I'm pretty proud of the team building that's gone on in Foxborough over the last 20 years.
Robert,
the players around Peyton Manning this season, and offensively the weaponry around him. Tom's weapons at the end of the year certainly paled in comparison. How much urgency do you think there is personnel-wise to surround him with better weapons at this point in his career?
You know, once again, it's about team building. I don't know that people fully understood with the advent of the salary cap that, you know, the importance of the bottom third of the roster. And if you look at what happened to us this year, I think we had three starting defensive linemen who are undrafted free rookie agents. I think how you manage the bottom third of your roster is critical to the development. So how you invest your dollars, and it's easy to Monday morning quarterback. I think with what happened this year and the fact that we got to the championship game, it's a pretty remarkable feat. And we're always looking to improve the team on both sides of the ball.
Robert, you're friends with...
Well, without a team in L.A., do you expect this thing with Stan Kroenke to develop into something that has to be managed in a way that benefits the NFL? I mean, 60 well, acres, he's a developer, but he's an owner of the L.A. Rams, the St. Louis Rams.
Yeah, I personally feel that we should have a team in L.A. I'm not who the owner should be or whether a team moves there or whatever. I think it's unfortunate that a generation of fans have grown up without being at, now it's good for the New England Patriots because we have a lot of fans out in L.A. market, but I don't think it's good for the NFL. I think we want to have young fans growing up rooting and having that commitment to a team that...
Do you think Stan will eventually try to move the team to L.A.?
I have all I can do to figure out what I'm doing.
Robert.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
I just want to ask you about this game. You've got Wes Welker on one side, obviously a good friend of yours, then Pete Carroll on the other. Are you allowed to pick sides in this matchup, and are you?
I don't know if I'm allowed to pick sides. To be honest, it's really hard to even go or watch this game for us. But I do have people I feel very warmly to on both sides. So it's really irrelevant how I feel after that.
Robert, how big a driving force and an advocate for New York having a Super Bowl was Roger? Was he the driving force behind that? How would you put that?
I don't... You know, this happened, I believe, when Paul was still commissioner. Or no, was Roger the commissioner? He's pretty neutral in these things because there are a number of cities competing for it. He didn't work against it. And I think there are a group of us that really wanted it here for the reasons I spoke about before. And the NFL has been very supportive after that. And look, this is the financial center and such a vibrant center of the Western world. It's pretty pretty exciting to have the game here.
This might be a complicated question, but $7.5 million in dead cap money going against the team next year with Hernandez. Are the Patriots trying to fight to get some relief from the league there?
Well, we're doing whatever we can to free up any money we can. My friend here has said we need some players on the offensive side. Other people say we need on the defensive side. We have a fellow like Matt Slater, who is such an outstanding special teams player. He's a free agent coming up, so we have to balance a lot of things.
I just wanted to ask,
have you really instituted any change in the organization since the Hernandez situation unfolded last July? Have you noticed any differences?
Well, we've made certain adjustments internally in terms of our own checking. We have a wonderful individual who is doing pastoral, like a full-time pastor, who has, I think, been very strong in terms of his spiritual guidance, and we have our own internal disciplines. You know, we probably have 100 young men come through the system. It's hard to know everything, but I can assure you we're being as vigilant as we can be.
Robert, do you realistically see a path back to Los Angeles? And what's the league's view on the Farmers Field?
We definitely want a team in L.A., and, you know, it's a big capital commitment, and there are so many good choices of things to do in L.A. We need to make sure we have the right owner and the right facility, and until at least 24 owners feel that, we won't have it. Just personally, I would like to see a team in L.A. as soon as possible.
Robert, just want to get your opinion on Julian Edelman and what he meant to the team this year and if you want him back next year.
I definitely want him back. He's an outstanding young man. We hope he wants to be back. And once again, it's about two sides coming together. You know, he really came into his own this year, and what he did in returning kicks and punts, and but what he did on the field was tremendous, and I really hope he'll return with us.
Robert, would you have to inform the league if you bought a piece of property in Los Angeles?
Well, it depends what my intent was. If I'm going to develop it for my own purposes, that's one thing. If I wanted to have a franchise in L.A., I better be cognizant of what my relocation fee is going to be. I'd want to know that as part of my costs. But I do hope we have a team back in L.A. as soon as we can.
Do you envision any scenario at all where there would not be a relocation fee involved in a team going back to L.A.?
I think it would be pretty hard to get 24 votes to give that, you know, that's what, the second most lucrative market in America, or third, or in the top three. That will be a very high fee for whomever does it.
So no way there would be no relocation fee for anything.
Not in my opinion. Okay. Yeah.
Along the okay. Edelman lines, has it been, how much fun have you had getting to know Aqib over the last year and a half?
He's been a great young man in the locker room and fun to be with, and he's really been a great team player, and the camaraderie has been terrific. He's a fun guy. He's a real good guy.
Would you like to see him back?
Very much. I really would. And look, we know, look what happened in the game in Denver when he went out. We see the impact he can have, and no matter how many weapons you have on offense, if you can't stop the team on the other side, then you know, it doesn't matter. And he really made a great contribution.
Robert, speaking of that play, Bill Belichick called that play one of the worst things he's ever seen. What did you think of that Wes Welker hit on TV?
I just was sorry to see Talib down. Like any, I mean, our fans are, and the fans on both sides, they don't want to see guys carted off the field. And, you know, we were sorry to see him go down. And
that's about. Intentionally try to hurt
I'm not going to. I'll let you make judgments on that. I'm I'm said everything I'm saying on that.
Do you have any feelings on
a couple final questions, guys?
I just want to ask on replay real quick. Just what are your feelings on either a centralized one in New York or maybe an on-location where there's one person devoted to replay?
I personally like the idea of centralized. I'm not sure how the league feels. I think games should be standardized and we should have the same people making the calls. And we don't ever want to lose a game based on an interpretation of a rule, correct or not. And the more we can, you know, if we earn it, then we should get it. I just wouldn't like to see it happen by poor interpretation of the rules. So the more it can be disciplined and structured and centralized, I would be in support of that. I hope it's possible to do it.
In a similar vein, do you think that officials should become full-time employees?
I would vote for that, yeah. And spending all their time doing it. I mean, the officials can make a big difference in how they call the game. And there's so much hard work, preparation that goes in. It's a year-round job, and we only play 16 games before the playoffs if we're privileged to make it. Those calls can, you know, half of all our games are 7 points or less, and half of those games are 25% of all games are 3 points or less. So it's two or three plays. One call can make the difference in a game. And, you know, we had two games this year that at the end of the game some things happen. So think about it. If one of those games went the other way, we would have been playing at home in the championship game. So you think like that, and you want to be sure that whatever calls were made at the end of those two games were the correct calls. I might have my opinion on what was correct. I'm not sure I'm completely objective, but I'd like to be sure it was done properly because the stakes are so big. So that is the reason I'd like to see it centralized.
Robert, I'd just like to get your thoughts on Dante Scarnecchia and his loyalty to the organization and your thoughts on his retirement.
Well, we hope to do something nice for Dante, whatever he is, a very humble guy. Think of a man today. When I was sitting in the seats at Foxborough Stadium watching the Patriots, he was coaching. And then when I own the team, he's the coach and he stays right through the 20 years. And he is off the charts. You see what's happened with our offensive line. You know, I don't know how many years he's been doing it now, but how great they are. He's just a quiet, humble, wonderful man. And we're honored to have Dante Scarnecchia part of the he is the ultimate Patriot. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Take care.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.